and welcome to Let's Talk Iran, providing Iranian-American perspectives on current events and policies that shape U.S.-Iran relations and affect the Iranian-American community. This program is brought to you by the National Iranian-American Council, otherwise known as NIAC. I'm Nobar Elmi, and I'll be your host. I'm here today with Tom Dine, the Executive Director of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, from 1980 to 1993. Previously, he worked for the Senate Budget Committee and advised both Senators Muskie and Kennedy on foreign policy issues. He also served as Chief Executive Officer of the Jewish Community Federation of San Francisco, as President of Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty in Prague, and as Assistant Administrator for Europe and the New Independent States of Eurasia at USAID. Currently, Tom serves as a Senior Policy Advisor for the Israel Policy Forum and will be participating as a panelist in NIAC's 2012 Leadership Conference this fall. Thank you, Tom, for being with us today.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure for me to join you in this effort.
So, Tom, you've been credited with making AIPAC the lobbying powerhouse that it is today. And decades ago, the Jewish American community was not at all a very politically potent group. So where was the Jewish American community in terms of influence when you took over AIPAC, and how did you go about building such a strong organization?
First of all, I don't necessarily agree with you that the Jewish American community was not influential. Certain individuals representing the community were influential, particularly in the Democratic Party. But what happened in the 1970s taught me that it had to be more than individuals. It had to be, as you use the word, community, in a much broader sense, and that is throughout the country, throughout every congressional district. So I came to the position at AIPAC wanting to organize pro-Israel people within the Jewish community and the non-Jewish community in every congressional district, and that was my goal.
And you say in the 1970s, is there a particular incident or movement or something? Can you expand upon why that time frame?
That's a terrific question, which gets into my background. In the 1960s, I was a Peace Corps volunteer, and therefore, my understanding of grassroots, bamboo roots, starts off in Southeast Asia in the early 1960s. I was in an early Peace Corps group. Secondly, I worked in the Senate in the 1970s. So for 10 years, I was involved in foreign policy-related legislation. And what I saw and the pattern that emerged so frequently was that when there was a domestic base to a foreign policy issue, usually senators and congressmen were responsive. And I was involved with Senator Frank Church of Idaho. I was his legislative assistant for foreign affairs in the first 5 years of the 1970s, which meant we were against the Vietnam War, that there was legislation that Senator Church co-sponsored, always with a Republican. And I learned from that effort the importance of groups throughout the United States, in this case, in their opposition to our involvement in Indochina, in Vietnam. And so I came to AIPAC with that understanding that when there was support for an opposing point of view in American foreign policy, that could have an impact on Capitol Hill. So that's why when I came to AIPAC, I wanted it to be, I wanted the pro-Israel community to be more than just a few big names in New York and elsewhere.
The AIPAC membership is only a fraction of the size of the membership of some of the other top lobbying organizations in the U.S. Some of the other top two are AARP and NRA, the National Rifle Association. So why do you think AIPAC has been able to reach such a level of influence despite having, you know, fewer numbers as far as membership goes?
Well, now I'm going to highlight the American Jewish community, the American Iranian community. These are communities with brain power. These are people that think about ideas, that think about self-interest, that think about beyond their own pocketbooks. And the pro-Israel community is not involved in American politics for self-gain. They're involved because they believe in a democratic Jewish state in the Middle East. They believe in a just Israel, and they are willing to spend their time and their resources on obtaining that goal, or at least getting the United States to think and feel an alliance with Israel. And in the early 1980s, that was certainly my goal, was to bring the two sides together rather than as outsiders to each other. So I always use the expression close, strong bilateral relations. Well, the same thing could be said for other countries. So anyway, it's important that you set aside your own interests for a bigger interest. And I think that makes a difference. And that gives you influence when you walk into a congressional or senatorial office. They know you're not there for yourself, they know you're not there for selfish reasons, but for bigger reasons.
Talking about, you know, grassroots and talking about community, those are some words we've thrown out there in the discussion. It's obvious that, you know, that kind of galvanizing support is central to the success of AIPAC and other groups. So can you talk a little bit about what individual AIPAC members do, and like to what degree are they committed to the organization? How much time do they set aside for AIPAC activities, etc.?
The essence of the American Jewish community starts with taking care of ourselves. And so I knew that when I came to AIPAC. In 155 places in North America, there is a what's called the Jewish Federation. The Jewish Federation is the fundraising arm of each local community to help those in need. And that's where, in my mind, that's where it all started and starts. So I went to those people in all these communities throughout the country and said, just as important to your local participation and activities and being action-oriented is on behalf of a close and strong U.S.-Israel relationship. So I started with that. Secondly, it was up to each individual then to know an elected member of city council, to be involved yourself in city council or city politics, in county politics, in state politics, in federal politics. And so what we tried to do was to build groups around those in power and those seeking power. And you do that because there are friendships based on school, on neighborhoods, what does the politician need? It's the old expression, the mother's milk of politics is money. And therefore, you've got to also participate in their campaigns, mm-hmm. writing position papers, helping to organize fundraisers, to defeat oppositional foes. And that's essential. When people think about an active American Jewish community, that's what they're thinking about, taking care of ourselves and taking care of others.
Unfortunately, we're almost out of time, so I have one last question for you, Tom. AIPAC is not the only powerful Jewish American organization. There are a plethora of Jewish American groups. So how do these groups interact with one another and balance cooperation and competition? And how does the community handle internal disputes?
It's very difficult. But again, the bigger issue is not self. It's not this organization or that organization. It's the bigger issue called close and strong U.S.-Israel relations. And people have to be reminded of that every single day at every single meeting, and debate those issues. So when I hear the word openness, I think of all those very tough meetings where people are expressing their own thoughts, but ultimately know at the conclusion of the meeting, to make it a successful meeting, you've got to come to some action-oriented agenda. Mm-hmm. And that is not easy. And yes, the old expression here in Washington, and it can be said in local politics as well, it's ego and turf. Well, you got to get beyond ego, and you've got to get beyond the turf of your organization versus the other organization. So, yes, there's a plethora of organizations with some orientation toward Israel in this case. But the bigger issue is the binding issue. That's the glue that brings it together and makes it stick.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, for giving our listeners a sneak preview of what's to come this fall when you participate as a panelist for our leadership conference. You'll be talking about how different diasporas organize and advocate, and that's very important, not just to Iranian Americans, but to all diaspora groups. So we look forward to speaking with you this fall and having you at our leadership conference.
Well, I look forward to it also, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
For more information about NIAC and our 2012 Leadership Conference, please visit us online at www.niacouncil.org.